With communicating information on climate change to motivate action being a challenge for many, Emerge Guelph will be hosting Canadian climate scientist Catherine Hayhoe next week to offer some insight on how to break some barriers. On February 9, Hayhoe will join Emerge Guelph's virtual event talk As If Climate Change Matters, where she will share what social science teaches on how to talk about climate change and how values, ethics, and compassion, more than facts, are the key to success. "There is a better way for all of us to discuss climate change," said Evan Ferrari, executive director of Emerge Guelph, in a press release. As a Canadian climate scientist in Texas, Catherine Hayhoe is doing just that in a politically divided country. And as a communicator, she is at the forefront of breaking down those barriers so that we can all talk as if climate change matters. Hayhoe is an atmospheric scientist who studies climate change and why it matters to us here and now. She received the National Center for Science Education's Friend of the Planet Award, the American Geophysical Union's Climate Communication Prize, the Sierra Club's Distinguished Service Award, and been named to a number of lists including Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People, Foreign Policy's 100 Leading Thinkers, Fortune Magazine's World's Greatest Leaders, and the United Nations Champion of the Earth in Science and Innovation. Her writing has appeared in a broad range of outlets including The New York Times, Wired, O Magazine, and Chatelaine. Her TED Talk, "The Most Important Thing You Can Do to Fight Climate Change, Talk About It," has nearly 4 million views. Her most recent book, Saving Us, A Climate Scientist's Case for Hope and Healing in a Divided World, is available at the bookshelf. Catherine has served as lead author on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th National Climate Assessments. She also hosts and produces the PBS digital series, Global Weirding, and serves on advisory committees for a broad range of organizations including the Smithsonian Natural History Museum, the Earth Science Women's Network, and the American Association for the Advancement of Science.